Today's gospel is from Matthew, the third chapter, and can be found in your pew Bible on page 784. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered John, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Grace you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, something in today's text made me think about New Year's resolutions. And so I was wondering if any of you are fans of New Year's resolutions. Any fans of them? No. Okay, that's interesting. And why not? Why not a fan of New Year's resolutions?
Because you don't keep them.
Because you don't keep them. Yep, so why bother to make them maybe in the first place? So is everyone kind of with Kathy there, or are there different other...
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah. Not superstitious. Okay. Okay.
I think Lent is a better time to make changes and adjustments than right in the middle of the joyous festive season.
Yeah, I think that's right. That makes sense to me, Libby, that Lent is a better time to make adjustments and make changes, especially if you're giving things up or, you know, making big changes, rather than the happiness of Christmas and New Year's and baptism and Epiphany and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, especially with all the good food that's available this time of year as well. So, yeah. Well, that's intriguing, I think. That's intriguing. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution and been successful at it? Yeah, okay, at times. So, always, so you are very disciplined. Yeah, very disciplined. That's a good thing. Yeah. And that's interesting, I think, because sometimes our resolutions help us to avoid things that are perhaps bad for us. Too many desserts, you know, more exercise, that kind of thing. And sometimes the resolutions or the changes that we want to make either at this time of year or at other times of year are to keep us alive, often sometimes quite literally, to help us steer clear of addictions that we might be working with, to help us exercise, to embrace our heart health and that kind of thing, to have a healthier relationship, to make a change into relationships so that it's less toxic and less dangerous for us. But often, like Kathy said, you know, by a week or so into it, sometimes those changes that we're trying to make, they just don't stick. They just don't stick. And sometimes the best way to make a change is to just keep that slogan from folks in AA that, you know, one day at a time, and sometimes even 1 minute at a time, are how we make those changes and make things stay and make things work. And that truth, that one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, that's part of what we remember today. And that's why it's a good thing that today we celebrate Jesus' baptism, because it's a reminder to us that God's grace comes to us in the gift of baptism. And that is a reminder to us that we are broken people, that we often have to live one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, because we don't have everything together. We don't have a perfect life. We are not a perfect person. We're not as in control of ourselves or the situations around us as much as we'd like to think that we are. And so it's a reminder that we are sinners, and we often go out and do the very, very thing that we're trying so hard not to do. And then we kick ourselves, don't we? And we say, how could I be so stupid? How could I be, you know, how could I fall back into that when I've been trying not to do that? And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why Jesus comes into the world. And that's why Jesus is baptized. Jesus doesn't have that same struggle exactly with sin that we do. Jesus doesn't need forgiveness that John is offering from God. And that's why John says, you know, wait a second. You want me to baptize you, and you should really baptize me. That's not, you know, what you want isn't quite what the way we should do this. And yet Jesus says, I need to do this. This is what is proper, so that things will start to be made right, that this will be a sign to the world that this is how we get right with God. And so Jesus is washed in that water, and we too at our baptism are washed in the water. And in that washing, something amazing happens. In that washing, our sins are wiped clean. And that's quite fascinating, I think, because here in the Lutheran Church, we baptize, typically anyway, we baptize anybody. You know, I baptized one, in a previous church, I baptized someone who was 86, and that really was fun. She'd never been a member of a church, never been, never been baptized. And that was really neat. But I also love to baptize little tiny kids, a month or two or young, like that, because what we're doing there is really quite remarkable. We take this little tiny baby and we say, in this water, your sins are forgiven. Not just the sins of waking up your parents at 3 a.m., you know, you've done multiple times since birth, but all the sins you're ever going to commit, that they all are washed clean in this water. And you think of what a little tiny baby, all the mistakes, all the troubles, all the problems that all of us have from the time that we're born until the time that we die, to say that all that is washed clean in the waters of baptism when we are a month or two old is just remarkable. That God's grace is that strong and that true and that lasting. That what we do there once lasts forever and for always. And some have called baptism the only death that we need to fear. That one death comes for us, no matter what age we are. That we are able to greet Jesus with joy, trusting that all the sins we've ever done, that those are all forgiven, and living in that grace. And so Luther calls us every day to remember and to celebrate the gift of baptism, because we need that gift of baptism. The whole New Year's resolution just points that out, of how much we are saint and sinner put together and how much we stand in need of God's grace. Another theologian, Karl Barth, has this kind of silly saying that, you know, Luther says we are to drown our sinful self every day by remembering our baptism. And Karl Barth, kind of tongue-in-cheek, says, the old sinful creature is drowned in baptism, but that sinful creature is a good underwater swimmer. And I think that's true, that even though our sinful self is drowned in baptism, we are pretty tricky at swimming underwater, and so we don't always let that work. And so we do live each day at a time, 1 minute at a time. And as we do so, we remember our baptism and remember that we are God's beloved children, now and always. And as we work on ourselves, whether that's through Lenten disciplines or New Year's resolutions or just waking up in the morning and deciding that today is the day I'm going to work on this, as we do those things, we know that God cheers us on as we strive to become the people that God knows that we can be, as we strive to show forth the fruits of the Spirit to ourselves and to the world around us. Amen.